sometimes in life you find yourself on the right side of the line, where the skies open up and cast a towering shadow, guarding you from the worst life has to offer. And then, that same sky rips away that warm blanket from your clutching arms and casts it into the night. Now, you are on the wrong side of the line. And that's why I'm here, to keep you in line. A line we call the Dry Line.
Now a member of the Global Ag Network. Y'all, we have got a freaking live studio audience this week on the Dryland Farmer podcast, and I don't even know if she wants to say who it is. If she ever talks, we might have to distort her voice like on one of those what are they called, Landon, that I always watch, that I should know that you don't, the first 48. We need to distort her voice or like shadow her face out like during American Greed. I love that show.
I don't think they can see her on the radio, Brent.
Well, we can distort her voice.
Yeah.
We can make her sound like Walter Cronkite or something. I don't know.
I'll just do her part. With my fish voice.
Okay. Well, guys, we've got another remote broadcast because Landon has started his cupcake softball season. Was this the first two games?
These are games 3 and 4. We're 2 and 2 so far.
Freaking doubleheader today, just like the Texas Rangers.
Yep.
Except we fared
just a little bit better.
Yeah. Well, the first game of the Rangers games was a pitcher's duel. What would you call the first game of yours?
The first game of ours was a pitcher's
slaughter. Yeah. And who's your pitcher? Oh, that's right. Landon.
Yeah. Our first game is a pitcher's stool.
Pitcher's stool. Burritos Plus.
Yes.
Anyway, well, so Landon is on his way back. He's got his lady driving him around, and I don't even know. I guess they're in Amarillo somewhere. They might be out on the back roads of the Texas Panhandle driving around. But nonetheless, I'm all here by myself last night. We were supposed to get this thing out and record. We were supposed to get it recorded last night, but the electricity started to go on and off, and it's kind of hard to do a podcast when you're solely relying on electronics to record and do every single thing that's involved in a podcast. And besides that, when we decided we couldn't do it, I had to go back out into the farmland and fields and had to reset a few wells because they didn't come back on, because when you get low voltage, it throws your overloads out and you have to go manually push the button. So it's like that dude in Passengers that he has to go out and manually open the door to vent the engine heat so him and Jennifer Lawrence can survive the movie. So that's what I felt like. I felt like Chris Pratt opening the door to let all the heat out so they can make it to Homestead 1 or 2 or whatever that planet is. Y'all seen that, haven't you, Landon?
I don't think so.
Passengers? Are you for real? Chris Pratt, Jennifer Lawrence?
No, I've seen the woman on the train.
That's not this.
She was a passenger.
Did you watch that movie about those soccer players that overtook the dudes on the train?
I can already tell you, I haven't watched any movie about soccer players.
Well, it's got nothing to do with soccer, if that helps. Anyway, regardless, it's an awful movie because they let the actual players act in the movie. And you know what happens when you let non-actors act in a mainstream Hollywood movie. It's awful. So,
especially soccer players, you give them a chance to use their hands and they're going to go nuts.
They're going to grab something. Oh, shoot. Well, guys, we haven't even talked about what we're talking about this week. This is a Beer Me episode, and I don't know if Landon's drinking one because he's on the road and he's not supposed to say, but I'm drinking one. And I just got to thinking yesterday, your beer. So let's say, and Landon, you're probably pretty, this is probably a pretty common occurrence. It's beer 30, and so what we're saying is we can tell you, where you're headed just by the beer you just bought at 1:30 on a Tuesday afternoon, just like Landon does every Tuesday afternoon. Isn't that right?
You know, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah, oh, God. That's not an overused. That's what she said, Grace.
Especially out here in God's country.
Oh, geez, the Bible Belt. We're in the buckle of the Bible Belt. God Almighty, we're alcoholics all at the same time. Well, we're talking beer this week. We thought we'd lighten it up a little bit. Hey, did your lady like last week's episode?
Do what?
Did your lady like last week's episode?
Oh, she did. She loved it. One of her favorites.
Oh man, it was one of my favorites. I tweeted yesterday. If you missed last week's episode, then you've got something missing in your life. And if we can't get people to listen to that episode, we might as well shut it down, because that's about the best we can do. So, yeah, that was a pretty fun episode last week. But this week we're talking beer and what it says about you and your life and everything you've got going on. So we're talking that. Lenny got all your sprinkler troubles done. I got all of mine done. We talked Landon softball. We're going to have a short first segment because I've got another call coming in, but that's too bad because I'm doing a podcast. But we're going to get in. We've got this week's sponsor. It's, let's see, I wrote it down somewhere. Doug's Bustin' Nut Penetrating Oil. Yeah. You've heard of the penetrating oils that bust your nuts and bolts. That's PB Blaster. That's right, Devorah. That's right. Well, you might need to give her a little PB Blaster there, Landon. She sounds a little squeaky.
Yeah.
Sounds a little squeaky. Well, we've got that, and we've got Ricardo doing his great, wonderful, famous forecast. And we're talking beer. That way you can beer me right after this on the Dryland Farmer Podcast.
Bust it. Bust it. Hey, everybody. Doug Pellegrino here for Doug's Bust a Nut Penetrating Oil. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Everybody who's in the business of busting nuts and busting bolts, this is better than any kind of PB blaster. I still understand why they call it. It always kind of grossed me out to call it tiger piss. This ain't tiger piss. This is Doug's Busting Nut Penetrating Oil. Yeah! Let's say you put in a metric nut and you wrapped it around a standard bolt. Well, you're kind of screwed now. It's all stuck down, and you probably stripped the threads or whatever, and you can't get it off. The torch is nearby. You can't torch it anyway. It's close to the cast aluminum housing that I'm sitting on. You just pour a little bit of Doug's Busted Up Penetrating Oil. Yeah! You pour this thing, and it'll melt every damn thread on that bolt. Sure, the bolt will be useless from now on until the end of time. You'll have to go all the way to town. Take that old driving sunshine. Yeah! But hey, there's always ice cream. There's always Dairy Queen on the driving shame in the town. So, hey, it ain't all bad. Doug's Busted Nut. Yeah! Commercials. This is our advertisement for Busted Up Penetrating Oil. It'll melt down any thread on any bolt. As long as it's standing out and standing up. Because if it's laying down, we really can't do anything about it because you're pretty much already screwed anyway. Doug's Busted Up. Yeah! Penetrating Oil. Try it today.
Hey, Cameron, hey, you seen Diego? Huh? Not Capone. Yeah, me neither. Nah, man, he hadn't been this holdup this deep since the Mariners went 68 and 97. I know. Huh? Yeah, I know that's more than 160.
Hey, this is Arena Ricardo de la Serie over here. It's right on the Farmer Podcast and weather update.
Well, Vato, I mean, I don't know what to tell you about the forecast or whatever, because, man, this shit, man, it's just pretty damn relentless, Vato. You got 101, 100, 97, 98, 100, 99, 100, man. Man, Vato, I wish my report card looked like that in my school or whatever, because, man, I'd have been all over the place, but, you know, I'd have been, like, some kind of rocket scientist, but, you know, it was more like wizard's eye on my report card, huh? Hey, Vato, that's why they put me on the short bus. Well, anyway, Vato, by some miracle, you've got chances of rain. I don't know how. It even, showered at your house today. I noticed, I looked on the pivot track, and the rain totals, Capron, it's not much, but at least it kind of cooled it down or whatever. And so you've got that going for you. But anyway, so it's going to be hot for the foreseeable future. But somehow, I don't know how, you've got rain chances, in the evenings or whatever, after the clouds all built up. Hey, Vato, this week, I was talking to Karen, Diego's, he's all holed up in his house, man. I don't know what his problem is, but I can't get a hold of him. He won't answer, he won't text, he won't do nothing or whatever. So I'm kind of flying, solo, on the whole podcast today. But hey, Vato, this week's sponsor is, what is it? It's some kind of a lubricant for your nuts and bolts. You know how the BB Blaster always does the Buster Nuts and Bolts? This is, their slogan here is just bust a nut and you'll screw the bolt on or off or... All you gotta remember is righty tighty lefty loosey, huh? Say how about that? Hey, this is Reynard Ricardo de la Vedio. Back to you.
Well, thanks, Ricardo. Yeah, I am pretty surprised that we've actually got rain in the forecast. Since it's going to be 100 degrees for the next 7 days, at least it's not July. Well, guys, we're talking beer this week, and what it all says about you and everything you've got going on in your life. And Landon just reminded me of the flavor in between this recording. So we're going to get that. We're going to get everything under the sun. Hopefully we'll insult some people. And I actually wrote some stuff down and prepared. So here we go. It is time to beer me
on the Dryland Farmer Podcast.
Man, this iPad is so cool. I can tune it up and down. Word. Dude, I got 80 megs running through this bad boy. That was called Rattlesnake Bite. I have not. I haven't seen. I killed a bull snake a couple days ago in the barn for Joanna. She found it behind a cabinet in the barn three or four days ago, and before she could get to it, it went behind. So I'm like, well, all right, if it gets a mouse, that's pretty good. But then she saw it coming down under the lean-to, and she's like, all right, he has to die. So I had to get I got one of those kind of a scoop shovel. It took me a few whacks to knock it out, but I cut him in half. So.
Yes. You just whacked your snake a little bit?
Yeah, the kids were already in bed, so, it wasn't too bad.
Yeah. But.
Yeah, you got to turn it up. There we go. Okay. All right, Landon, before we go any further, what's your favorite? What's your drink of choice?
Man, it really depends what I'm doing. If I'm playing softball, I'm a big fan of Natty Light. Most any other time it's Coors Light, sometimes Keystone if I'm feeling poor.
Keystone, I forgot about that one too. Keystone, I forgot about that one.
Yeah, Keystone is bottom of the barrel of Coors Light.
Yeah, yeah. I've heard the myth about it. Is that really out of the same bottle or that same what do they call them at the brewery? The same copper pot or whatever it is.
They're like cousins, like kissing cousins.
Yeah, kissing cousins. Yeah, yeah. You can marry them, but you just. Everybody just kind of accept it after a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're kissing your cousins, you want cheap beer.
That's for, especially at the reception. Yeah. Yeah. Well, Natty Light's actually not too bad, but boy, it's a silent killer because I hadn't had it in years. But I remember it didn't take me too many, and I was pretty much done for the night. So.
Yeah,
there's
nothing too natural about that. I've had
there's definitely nothing natural about Natural Light. No, there's not.
And I've tried Milwaukee's best, and the only thing I can say about that is I would hate to try Milwaukee's worst.
Oh, I know it. Oh, because that beast, isn't that the beast, Milwaukee's best? Yeah. If that's the beast, man,
the beast,
I don't want
right.
Oh, I don't want to meet his son, that's for sure. Well, Lane, I started here maybe a little alphabetical, so I've got first on tap. Hey, get it? First on tap here is Busch, not Busch Light, but Busch. Now, it kind of came to my head that if I see a guy drinking Busch and he just bought a 30 pack, he's headed out of the gas station. from what I can guess, is that he's headed to the thrift store to buy a sleeveless T-shirt for himself and his wife, and of course they're matching. What do you think about that? Do you think that's kind of spot? I think that's spot on.
Yeah, I'd say these are the people who probably have stories tattooed on their belly somewhere on their midsection.
Yeah, like a paragraph right in between their nipples, both of them.
Yeah, they've got their creed or their code written on there somewhere in Chinese or something.
Yeah, their name in Old English. Yeah.
Brent, what time of day do you see these people?
Well, I kind of to simplify this thing, most of these guys are getting their beer at 1:30 on a Tuesday afternoon. But now a Busch Light guy, he might just do that during lunch. So he might be a 12:15 guy. When do you see
those
your?
Are the guys that are like that Dr. Pepper ad, either sometime between 10 and 4.
No, they're drinking at 10, 2, and 4. Yeah. Think about it is though, drinking a beer at 10, 2, and 4 is much healthier than drinking a Dr. Pepper at 10, 2, and 4.
That's very true. Very true.
If you drink 3 Dr. Peppers in a day, that's like a bucket of sugar, like almost literally.
It's probably even safer if you're operating heavy equipment.
Yeah, that's for sure. Okay, so moving down, Busch Light. Now, I think the people that are walking out with the Busch Light, they're headed to the same thrift store, but they're getting tank tops that say, "I got mudded up at the Rawlings tractor pull."
They're the people whose wives wear the shirts
to
say, "I'm with stupid."
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And by God, she's right. There ain't no, I mean, truer words have never been spoken. No doubt at all. Okay, now we got to get a little fancier here. We're going to the Yellow Bellies. Everybody knows what the Yellow Bellies are, the Coors Original. Landon, are you a Coors Original fan, or are you just sick with the girly light stuff?
I'm the girly light stuff. You know, when you're in high school and you're not supposed to drink, you get whatever you can. And I had a pretty bad hangover from the Yellow Bellies one morning, so.
Did you have like a Yellow Belly?
They've never really tasted the same since.
I find it surprising they call Yellow Belly, or Coors Original Yellow Belly, because they're supposed to be kind of fancy and a little stouter. And isn't everything that's called anybody that calls you a Yellow Belly, aren't they calling you like a chicken, you know, like a weakling? I'm surprised that never caught on that the Yellow Belly and
yeah,
because
the ones we had that night were Green Bellies.
Yeah, because isn't that what Biff Tannen calls Marty McFly in all the Back to the Future movies? "What you yellow?" And then Marty McFly gets into a fight and all that good stuff. Yeah, you called me chicken. Yeah, Coors Original. Well, in my opinion, most of the time, if they're walking out with a 30-pack of Coors Original, they're probably either headed to a rodeo or to a work cattle where they always tell everyone there, "You ain't no real cowboy." These guys are always professional cowboys. They've got to be, or at least they think they are.
Yeah. These are also the people that don't have a cooler or a cube of ice anywhere inside.
Oh, hell, you ain't a man if you don't drink it hot. It's like, no, I just can afford a $1.29 pack of ice.
It's cowboy cold.
Mm-mm. Yeah, cowboy cold equals. I'll pass. Okay, Landon, here we go. Where's yours? Where do the Coors Light? Now, what time of day do you buy your Coors Light? Do you wait till after work?
Yeah, I would say most people that drink Coors Light they're probably employed.
Yeah, that's true. Now they probably work
after 5 or 6 o'clock.
They probably work at either work at some type of agricultural co-op or a nail salon.
Yeah, they're probably white, and it probably has to be 5 o'clock where they are, not 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah, that's very true. Well, you know, it kind of came to my mind. If I ever see anybody walking out with their 30-pack of Coors Light, they're either in high school, or they're either just they graduated high school, or they're either on their way to a Garth Brooks concert or a sushi bar. Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, you know, I used to drink it, and then it gave me headaches, so I switched to the Bud Light, and everything was a whole lot better there. Of course, now I have one every, like, 6 days, so, you know, it's kind of hard to get a headache there. All right, Budweiser, Landon. Ever had the Budweiser, the red can?
I have. King of Beers or whatever they say.
Yeah, El Rey de Cervezas.
Yeah, it's all right. I'm not a big fan, but it's okay.
Yeah. Well, my guess is if you're walking out with a 30-pack of Budweiser, you're probably already late to the street fight scheduled for 12:45 in the parking lot. That's just kind of where I see these things heading if you're walking out with a 30-pack of Budweiser.
That's a good one.
Now, Bud Light, now, this one's pretty simple. If you drink Bud Light, if you're walking out with a 30-pack, you're probably headed to pick up your hot wife and or deposit one of the many lucrative checks that you usually pick up every week.
Yeah, probably getting ready to do a podcast.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, Bud Light Lime, Landon. Bud Light Lime. All I could come up with this
one
is...
I'm not a big fan of lime.
Yeah.
Of any sort.
Only thing
Bud
I can...
Bud Light Lime is when you're on the Knights of Columbus golf tournament in Hartford.
Where they have the long drive contest guy out there hitting balls.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and it's probably a... it's probably like one of those tall, long, slender cans. Or no, it's probably those metal bottles. Like those aluminum bottles. Seems like or either that... They're either at the Knights of Columbus golf tournament or like an Lady Antebellum concert. I saw a lot of that when we were at the rodeo at Houston one time. There's a whole lot of Bud Light Lime being drank at the Lady Antebellum concert. Yeah, so Heineken, Landon. I've never had a Heineken. You?
I have once or twice. They're okay. Nothing great.
Yeah.
They're all right.
Yeah.
Makes you feel kind of classy.
They're supposed to be really fancy, aren't they?
I had a polo shirt on when I drank mine. I felt pretty high class.
Did you have the collar popped?
No, I wasn't that classy.
You weren't frat classy, yeah.
No, I wasn't rushing or anything like that.
The only thing I could really come up with a person drinking Heineken is chances are you're probably headed to your support group for people hated by everyone in the world except Europeans. That's about all I could really come up with. Because chances are if you're drinking...
Sense.
What do you think a person that drinks a Heineken drives?
Say
I mean, what do you think a person that drinks Heineken? What do you think they drive?
Oh,
are they drinking? Are they driving like a Tesla or?
Yeah, some kind of electric car.
Yeah,
probably.
At least at the very worst, a hybrid.
Maybe an Element.
An Element?
Yeah, that thing that looks like a box, that square car. The thing you get at the airport when they forgot to reserve your rent-a-car.
You think they drive one of those smart cars that are like the size of a folding chair?
Probably.
Yeah.
Either that or they ride a bicycle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, the self-righteous bicycle riders. I love those. Yeah, they're drinking Heineken. They probably got it in their backpack. I don't know what.
Not quite as cool as the lowrider bicycle guys, but whatever.
I haven't seen that dude around town lately.
I saw one yesterday. It was pretty sweet.
Doesn't he have the chopper handlebars?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, the chopper handlebars. I've seen a couple of them, but I saw one cruising around town yesterday.
Chopper motorcycles—they look so freaking dangerous. Like, don't your arms and hands go to sleep when they're always above your head going down the highway?
Yeah, you have no circulation in your hands.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly. I mean, mine get tingly just driving around on the four-wheeler, checking wells and everything. I wouldn't make it. They look neat, but...
You should get a chopper four-wheeler. That'd be pretty sweet.
How would that work? I guess you just put like a 1 5/8 pipe from the handlebars and put it up like 3 feet and... Yeah.
That's probably more than one way to skin that goat.
More than one way to do it. Yeah. Heineken. I never have Heineken. Okay, Landon, Coronas. Now, Corona, everybody likes Corona. Landon even likes Corona. Huh?
Not everybody. I think Corona's okay. I think Kimmy drinks Corona some. She likes to get those big 8-ounce bottles, the little tiny ones.
The big 8-ounce tiny bottles?
And she'll drink about 3 ounces of it, and it'll like be sitting there the next morning.
That's
and
nice.
And then I'll find it and finish it off. It's good stuff.
You've got a heavy drinker wife, huh?
I do.
Yeah.
She's still lightweight.
No, yeah. Yeah, you know, I love Coronas. They're good. They're way better with the lime on the side, though, or crushed down in the bottle. I don't know what it is about that lime. It's just something good. Well, you know, what I came up with, if I see anybody, I don't know if they make 30s. I don't even, and I don't know if I've ever had Corona out of the can. I've only had it in the bottle. It just doesn't seem right. But the only kind of thing I could think of seeing people walk out of the grocery store or the, well, no, probably a liquor store, with a 12-pack of bottles of Coronas. Chances are they're going to a Fast and Furious marathon wearing your Vin Diesel fan jersey.
Yeah, wearing your best wife beater.
Yeah, and trying your doing your best Vin Diesel voice. It's almost like Nelly, except he breathes the whole time.
Casey's got his breath.
I live
what
my.
What does Joanna drink, Brett?
She likes rum and coke. She's not. I mean, she'll drink beer, but she does rum and coke, or she does. Oh, what are the Chiltons? She's kind of.
Oh yeah.
She's kind of fancy. She's kind of fancy like that. But
that sounds like a dance move, like the Charlton.
The Charleston.
Charleston. Yeah.
I see Kimmy's taking you out to dancing a lot of times.
Yeah, she's teaching me the classics like swing dancing and whatnot.
Word.
The waltz.
Are y'all gonna start going to the community center and start square dancing?
We should.
That would be tight.
We'll go promenade the heck out of that.
Promenade. Yeah. What did we do? We did square dancing in what, like fourth or fifth grade?
Yeah. Yeah, I hated that. I remember I went and hid in the bathroom at the community center, and my mom sent some random man in to go get me out of there. that was a whole different story. But
did she even give him a background check before he sent him there after you?
Square dancing wasn't the most awkward thing about that night.
You're still going to therapy over that thing, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
No, God, I hope so.
That's when I started drinking Natural Light.
Yeah, I'm going to be drinking whiskey after that, sucking my thumb in the corner, the back of a bathroom stall. Yeah, yeah. Okay, now I'm sure that Kenny drinks White Claws.
She drinks what?
White Claw.
I don't know if she's ever had a White Claw.
You know what I'm talking about?
We'll drink Shiner Blonde every now and then.
Shiner Blondes are nice. Shiners are nice. I remember at the recovery room in Lubbock, you could get a Shiner. They had dollar Shiner schooners at the recovery room at the Lubbock Inn. The recovery room was the hotel bar inside of the Lubbock Inn. It was pretty awesome.
Kimmy was nodding her head on that one, but I've never been there.
Yeah, yeah, it was pretty awesome. The recovery room in the Lubbock Inn. I don't know if it's still there or not, but... it was pretty awesome. You could get totaled up pretty good for a short amount of time, yeah. Especially on karaoke night. Well,
Brent, what do you think about the 2X's beers, the Dos Equis?
I do like it. I tell you what, I really like in the Spanish beers is the Modelo Negra. Modelo Negra. Those are the Modelos are good, but the Modelo Negra is very good.
I think Kimmy likes those. Kimmy likes a lot of different beers. Crazy. I'm starting to realize.
For somebody who drinks 3 ounces of beer at a time, she sure does like a lot of different beers.
You can go through it. You can go through it that way.
I guess.
Isn't Dos Equis the most interesting guy or whatever?
The most interesting man in the world?
Yeah.
Yeah. Other than me, that's the most interesting man in the world. Yeah. Pretty awesome.
Yeah. I always get that confused with Rolling Rock.
Uh-huh. I didn't like Rolling Rock. I never did like that for some reason. I hadn't had it in years, but I just remember it not agreeing with me very well. I only had like one of them, so
maybe I don't know if I've ever had one. Do you ever have Red Dog or Zima?
Oh hell, Zima! Shoot, yeah, that was coming out when we were in high school. Now it'd give you the cotton mouth. It'd like dry your mouth out all real bad. I remember.
Yeah. I think I got 6 Zimas to the wind a time or two.
Yeah, you got what?
6 Zimas to the wind a time
6
or 2.
6 Zimas, yeah. I'm sure that your shirt was really pink that night. Maybe a polo. I'm sure you had a polo shirt on that night. Maybe a Lacoste or a Tommy Hilfiger shirt.
I don't even know if I had a shirt on.
God, I hope so. Was it when you were square dancing?
Yeah. Well, I never had a Red Dog, though.
No, I never. They come in those bottles that are like, got a, what do you call, like a snub top or something. Looks like
a. Is it still around?
I think so. I don't see anybody drinking it, but it's in a brown bottle, and it looks like it's in a medicine. Looks like it's in a medicine bottle from like 1870. It looks like something that Dr. Quinn would prescribe.
Looks like some old Epicac from back in the cowboy days.
Yeah. Or a bottle of iodine or something like that, or Terramycin.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. Well, the White Claw, now, if you're walking out of a liquor store with White Claw, first of all, if you're a guy, you better be already married. And if you're not, you better start getting proficient at catching garters at weddings, which I have a whole thing with that, catching the bride's garter. Did y'all do that? Did y'all throw the garter at the wedding?
I don't think so.
Where you peel off that thing that's been riding your bride's leg during the whole.
You show the crowd like 3/4 of the way up your wife's leg.
Yeah, you're feeling up your bride, most likely in a church, and you're reaching up her dress, and this is after she throws the bouquet.
Yeah, you're not exactly.
I turned you down there.
Hacking a football on that one.
No, well, I remember, it seems like every wedding I've been to, the dude always slingshots it.
And yeah, they like slingshot it backwards or something stupid.
Yeah, and it always falls on the ground. And one of the guys kind of begrudgingly picks it up. Meanwhile, 10 minutes earlier, the girls just got in a street fist fight over the bouquet. And, you know, they're still cleaning up the blood from that fight. So, yeah. The only thing you can really worry about your butt if you see the best man from the garden. I'm not gonna. Yeah. Anyway,
the best flower toss ever was on The Office when Kelly's fixing to catch it and Ryan goes and knocks it away.
Oh yeah. What was I watching? I was watching the Office Olympics last night. It was pretty good. They were doing the Flunkerton. It was pretty tight.
The Flunkerton. That's a good one. Kevin eats all the M&Ms.
Yeah. That's for sure. Well, Lanny, can you think of any more beers we've missed? I'm trying to think of anything I might have thrown up when I was in college.
What about the old Smirnoff? So we drink that in high school.
Oh, I didn't really have.
I don't know if that's beer, though.
No, that's a liquor, isn't it? Yeah. That's Smirnoff. That's a liquor. That's not a.
Or like Mike's Hard Lemonade.
I never really had Mike's Hard Lemonade. I've had a. What's the girliest stuff? That's getting there. Mike's Hard. I'm glad I called it lemonade.
What's that one that's kind of lemony? Leinenkugel's or something?
Now you're just making stuff up.
Or the one with the orange, Blue Sky, or Blue...
Blue Moon. Blue Moon's pretty good. I like Blue Moon, especially whenever I get it, they don't put like a slice. They put like half the orange on the side of the glass and it always tips over when you try to drink it. Yeah, nice. You get an orange mustache.
I used to like that citrus summer brew that Coors Light did a few summers ago.
Never had it.
It was so good they discontinued it. But
I never, for a limited time, if it's so good, why would it be for a limited time?
I know, it's like when Whataburger brings back the A1 Thick and Hearty. Like, why would that ever go away? That thing's awesome.
It's the McRib of the beer world. I mean, if it's so awesome, why aren't you making that... compressed patty that looks like ribs available all the time.
Yeah, why can't you just make it the same thing and change the name in the winter and call it Wintry Mix or something?
Something like that, yeah. McFossil or something, I don't know, yeah. McRib, let's see. I'll tell you what I liked was Bud Wheat. It tasted real... Yeah, it was. I don't guess they make it anymore. I haven't found it, but... I liked it, but, man, it would give me such a headache. And then I finally figured out why I switched to Bud Light is because Bud Light is not wheat, it's barley, and the wheat is what was giving me headaches. So it was, I got that kind of information from a friend, and, man, it changed my life, Landon. Now I can't hardly drink Coors Light anymore, and that's what I used to drink. So,
but yeah, the wheat market's going down.
Yeah, it's going to, well, I'm sure barley's, I bet barley's lockstep in it with the whole wheat thing. Well, guys, we're filling our time up here, and Leonard, y'all probably about home, aren't you?
Yeah, we're about to pull in the old driveway.
Man, that is perfect timing.
Looks like the storms are north, south, and east of us. So
nice. Not west?
Life is business as usual here.
There you go. I know. I tell you, I feel, well, at least it's August, and it's not the 1st of July, so we got that going for us.
Word.
Well, guys, we hope everybody's enjoyed this beer talk this week we've had. And I'll get this out. It's 9:14 as we speak on this Wednesday evening. I'm going to go ahead and tie this all together. We hope Landon and his lady have a nice evening, and his little lady hopefully she'll be in bed here pretty quick.
Yeah, we're gonna put her to bed and go tie one on. So
give her a shot at 4 ounces of some White Claw and put her to bed.
She's gonna have the last 4 or 5 ounces of Kimmy's Corona. So
nice. Well, guys, we hope everybody's enjoyed it. And we didn't tell you where to find this thing, even though everybody quit listening. You don't usually do this stuff. You do it at the beginning when people are still listening. But you know where to find us. It's going to drop at Trader Brent. That's my handle. And Landon's is?
No Twit Landon, 44 ounce. Just kidding. No Twit Landon, 44.
Yeah, I mean, you can I bet you there might be a no twit land at 44 ounce, but who knows? So yeah, then you can find it on iTunes, Google Play, all that good stuff, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and of course the Global Ag Network. But until next time, guys, I am going to get out of here. And once again, thanks for calling in. And hopefully you will work on your pitching before next week. And we'll ask all you.
Off-speed stuff.
And yeah, you better work on that slider maybe a little slurve action. But until next time, guys, y'all stay cool, y'all stay hot, whatever it is. And we'll ask you, what side of the line are you on?
The Dryline Farmer Podcast brought to you by Doug's Bust a Nut Penetrating Hole. That's really all I got to say about that. The Dryline Farmer Podcast, a member of the Global Ag Network, all rights reserved, and it's 2019.